Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Rehberger. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Frank Rehberger. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pepitone. Hart reaches second base with a double. Dietz moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is walked intentionally. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive to right field. Callison throws towards the plate. Hundley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hundley. Bonds goes all the way around to score. Mays moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Rehberger hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Jenkins moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCovey moves to second. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison is walked intentionally. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Callison moves to third. Hundley moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Rehberger hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds is hit by the pitch. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes strikes out. There goes Bonds. The throw from Hundley to second, and Bonds is out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.